Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch new Sky original documentary, Liverpool Narcos, available now on Sky.
All right, Maria, what we got this week?
Well, did you see Ted Lasso premiered over the weekend? Sorry, this is like premiere for celebs to go watch it and everything in LA.
Is this a new series?
Ted Lasso. So, yeah.
You'd have to bring people up to speed because Ted Lasso, I know you loved it, but it's one of those shows that maybe people missed because they didn't have Apple TV.
Yeah, so it's about American football coach that is poached from Kansas to some kind of small-time professional football team in the UK.
Mm.
So they do it, the owners of the club divorce and the woman, the wife takes the club and wants to ruin it because the husband loves it so much. So she thinks, well, what's the best way I can do this? And she looks for the weirdest possible person to hire as the new manager for the football team. But actually, it all turns out great. And
okay.
Everybody, and she ends up loving him. And he's just so lovely. He's Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso.
I did see a picture of him at the premiere wearing a sweatshirt that said Jaden and Marcus and Pukayo, which is so cool.
Yeah, so he was supporting, obviously, the three lads that missed the penalties in the Euros
for England.
And all the racism that they're, you know, encountering online and everything. So he's there going, oh, here, I actually know football. I'm great. You guys are great. You know, down with racism, all this kind of stuff. So that's on Friday. The season two of that is coming on Friday. So
is it week to week?
It is week to week.
Oh, poor
I'm
Maria.
So conflicted.
Poor
I hate Maria. Week to week. I hate it. I even save up my soaps, my stories until the end of the week. And I watch them all together because...
But don't you have an omnibus at the weekend anyway? Does that still happen? Is that a thing?
It does. And sometimes I have to go down that road because the stupid box I have doesn't record all of them like it should. But that's another issue. But yeah, Ted Lasso on Friday.
It's just too many. Like, there's only so many gigs you can have in that thing. For like 3 years worth of Hollyoaks just breaks it.
On Netflix this week, two new dating shows.
Here we go.
So Too Hot to Handle, we know that one already. It's basically they put all these singletons together in a villa and they're not allowed to touch each other.
That's
there's
right.
A prize, you know, they get paired off and everything, and there's a prize pot that every time they touch each other, there's money taken away as a punishment because they're not supposed to touch each other.
I think an Irish person from the 70s or 80s would actually win that show because they'd be well used to a nun bursting in with a torch saying, keep your distance, stop touching each other.
I would argue as well that now it's probably easier to do because we're all a little bit used to being away from each other, stepping away.
It would be easier.
So, Too Hot to Handle, Brazil. You'll get some of the episodes up there on... Wait, was it the 21st? Wednesday.
Sorry, I'm
the rest of them go up next.
Do you need
Wednesday.
To speak Portuguese to watch it?
Yeah, it's subtitled.
But you'd still watch it?
You'd watch it, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In fairness, they're usually not saying anything really important. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, you can read the room, like literally.
Look at his pecs. That's pretty much it.
Don't touch me. There'll be loads of that.
Yeah.
The other dating show coming to Netflix on Wednesday, Sexy Beasts. So it's American. And it's basically, did you watch The Masked Singer?
I know about it. Yeah, where they dress up and they sing. You can't see who they are. And then a pizza takes its head off and goes, oh, look, it's the guy from JLS or something.
Yeah. It's essentially that, except it's a dating show. And both people, when they meet, are dressed as something random.
Whoa, hang on. We got a sneak peek at this, didn't we? Because I found it on we have a little special section on our Netflix that we get a little advanced viewing of stuff.
I think it's literally called Sneak Box. No, it's not. But it should be.
I didn't know. At first glance, I thought it was a comedy Because they do the same level of makeup on people like they would for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, the chair.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
Like prosthetics they have on.
They'll just put on special effect. No, a costume.
No, so no. Some of them, like one of them, I'll play you a trailer now in a second. One of them has a big panda head on.
Okay.
So her makeup was easy, yeah, obviously.
I was gonna say.
But there's others that are like, it's proper special effect yeah. movie makeup.
It looked like Avatar. Yeah. But then they're having these real serious conversations like, you know, I really hope he likes me. And it's like, you're a parrot. Like, what's happening in the world?
The idea is that you would have make the connection with the person before you actually see it. Before you see what they look like, it's the opposite to Tinder. I'll play you the trailer.
I am so single, I'm dressed as a panda bear to try to find a connection with somebody.
I'm at the point now where I'm dating probably to marry somebody.
So are you like a nerd or are you like a hot nerd?
Baby, I'm a hot nerd.
Yes!
When it comes to dating, we all go for looks first.
Is it love at first sight?
So in this show, everyone looks as weird as possible. Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
Ass first, personality second.
And would you still feel that way when you see their real face? Welcome to the strangest blind date ever. This is Sexy Beasts.
Okay, so is the beast mean that they're all dressed as animals?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all. Wow. Yeah,
they're all sitting around having really serious conversations, and people like getting hurt because they're being rejected.
Yeah,
but they look ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's it's got the kind of show where you think, oh my god, this is the end of the world if this is television. But yet I cannot stop watching it.
Exactly. You did watch an episode.
So just hand me a beer and I'll wait for Armageddon.
Because you will want to see at the end. What they look like.
Yeah.
That's what would keep me hanging on to that. So that's Wednesday, all the episodes go up.
I wonder what's the psychology of what animal you get. Like if you're a bloke and they dress you as a cool looking lion or a tiger, do you have more chance than if you're like chipmunk,
sloth boy,
or a rat? Like, yeah. Like the animal might have some psychological power in it, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't know, yeah. Then, just I suppose, if you're not into dating shows.
Thank you, Maria.
And if you're into Narcos.
Oh, yeah.
There is a documentary on BBC Two tonight at 9 called Killing Escobar. And it basically tells the story behind the rival cartel. You know, so Escobar had one cartel. And this rival came along and went, we need someone that's going to take him down. So they hired this ex-SAS guy and went, here, bring a load of your lads and just kill him when he's in this house here. And we know he's going to be in this house at this time. So it's all about setting up and watching him and getting all the weapons and everything. And then they hop in a helicopter and they're like, right, it's time to go. And then they don't make it. But your man is still alive, this SAS soldier guy.
Okay.
They don't make it. It doesn't happen. And then Escobar finds out about it and everything. It actually sounds really, really interesting.
Right.
I love the difference of viewing in your house. Because I know Johnny's mad into his cartel telly.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Wick and all the most violent things he can get his hands on. And meanwhile, you're going, dating shows are everyone's an animal.
But you know what? He, bless him. He does say to me, like with Love Island, which I'm watching at the minute, he does go, oh, put on Love Island there if you want. And I'm like, no, you've no interest. And you're only going to wreck my head asking me questions about who's she? Why is she crying? Why is he so annoyed? So I'm just not going to put it on. And he's like, no, I do. No, I'd be into watching it. Like, I would.
He must have a lunchtime tea time or something. That's why he's saying that. He's going to be gone for the entire day.
Yeah,
put on all your shows.
Killing Escobar, BBC Two.
BBC Two, 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight. Yeah. Okay. Maria, as always, thank you very much. It's Dermot and Davis, Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.